Oh, that's a big thing for us. It was like a big dream for everybody, for myself and for my congregation, that's to have our own place. Because once you have your own place, you can do too much, like too many things. If you rent the place, you're just temporarily. It's like you're moving from temporarily renting to like your own home. So we call it our home now because we can do other activities. And I have my office as an imam, so people they can come and they ask questions if they have. And we can do, because mosque for us is not like a just place to come and pray and leave. No, it's like a educational center and it's a social center. It's Islamic center, so we do a lot of things in our, so we have more freedom to do too many things. It's a big thing for us. Yeah.
And it's not just for people from Concord. People from all over the state can come here.
Exactly. Yeah, yes, exactly. So as a Muslim, we don't have like limitation. Like everybody's like from whatever. Like people, we have people, especially the winter, they go like ski. And we have people come from Massachusetts to stop here and pray with us. And we have actually, especially this area, Concord, that's the only mosque we have. The only one we have now. Hopefully we're going to have more, but that's the only one for now. And people, we have people coming from up north, like white, close to White Mountain, like driving 1 hour to come here. So that's very significant for too many people, especially Friday. That's the service we have, congregation. So people, they come from all over the states, actually. And I mean, especially I'm talking about up north. Yeah.
We're sitting together in the first room you enter when you enter the front door. Seems like you've got new floor here.
Yes.
Seems like some of the walls have been freshly painted. It's a very bright space, very inviting. There's a place for people to take off their shoes and put them while they're here. No shoes in here. What's left on your punch list of things to do here?
Yes, we still have too many things to do, but the most important that you just mentioned, that we have the entrance here. This is like the entrance for the guests, and we have offices, like including my office, and we have a sister's office too. So they need their own, like to do their own things and gathering. And then we, like you said, we put the floor and we paint and the inside we put the carpet, like fresh, like a carpet, new carpet. And we still have to do other things, especially the parking lot. So we have another home, we have to tear it down so we can expand our pave it and expand the parking lot. Basically, that's very much. So we still have like a couple of $100,000 to raise in order to get like a comfortable place.
So what will this space look like when people are here, say, on Friday?
Basically, we this entrance, we don't use it like in Friday. That's why it says use the next door. We have a side door, so that's the access to the prayer room. Like, so we have the sister's room, and then we have a brother's room. So it's separate, but we can still see them in there. We just like divide it by the curtains. So people, they can enter directly to the room, and then we pray. And especially in the, like you say, that Friday, that's the biggest day for us, like as a congregation day. So they can listen to the at 1 o'clock. We start at 1 o'clock, and we can listen to the speech. And basically, that's how we do it. It's like about 1 hour. But yes, we have enough room for everybody. Yes.
Well, Imam Mustafa, thank you very much for speaking with me. And again, congratulations on acquiring this building for your mosque.
Oh, thank you very much for coming here and for having me for this conversation. And another thing, I would like to say thank you to be grateful to Allah. God Almighty is the one who helped us to open this place, and to other the other faiths. Everybody's like participating with us and supporting us. I'm very grateful to that. Thank you very much.